The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. By the way, DennisPowersBooks.com is where you can find out more about Dennis's books. I still love Sentinel of the Sea, one of my favorite ones, along with Treasure Ship, the story of the I believe it's the SS Brother Jonathan, right? SS Brother Jonathan, right?
Perfect, perfect. Mm-hmm. And you know, as a matter of fact, we have the anniversary, the 60th anniversary of the tsunami that came down and destroyed Crescent City. So lots of things going on, and we are very lucky because we're able to get Newark publishers to pick up on local, regional stories that are important to us.
All right. No doubt you have heard the breaking news about President Trump in front of Supreme Court. Supreme Court gave him, you know, they said he wins 9-0. Boom. Done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
This is the Colorado case, by the way. I don't know. Have they released the actual decision yet, or was it pretty much one of those two-line words that just says, hey, Colorado, go pound sand? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, actually, they've released the entire decision. They actually did per curiam, which is because it was a 9-0 holding against Colorado and against, you know, two other states that had gone ahead and had said that Trump could not go ahead and be on the primary ballot, which would mean he wouldn't be able to be up for the presidency. And it was not a surprising decision, my friend, at all.
No.
And part of the reason is the legal experts were waiting and they listened to the oral arguments, but I decided way in the beginning that it was either 8-1 or 9-0 because you have states that are Republican that if this came down saying that Colorado could do this, these Republican states would be the same thing against Biden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about a quid pro quo that no one's looking to have happen. But, you know, Democrats do tend to look at it as that lawfare only goes in one direction in their favor most of the time. Would that be?
And that is so unfortunate because the far left, you know, with Joseph Himmler, Biden, and Soros, and you can throw a bomb in, really just look at the law as something to throw against the other person. And it has nothing to do with what they're trying to do. They could care less what the law is, and it makes us look like a banana republic. And the other thing, my friend, is the fact that what we're looking at, the very important decisions are coming down, you know, having to do with, for example, the $430 million judgment that was totally biased.
And by the way, how is that not... Is it an Eighth Amendment violation against a cruel and unusual punishment? Did I get that right, or is that a different amendment?
You know, they have, you know, it's part of the Second. It's sitting also as part of the 14th. But in terms of that, they came in civilly. And mm-hmm. And the thing that is just so shocking is you have the New York State AG who went ahead and campaigned on getting rid of Trump and goes ahead and does everything in her power. And then you have down in Georgia where it's just a schlock case, you know, that again is a setup. It really makes me disgusted about the far left. I mean, totally disgusted because the whole thing is we're going to win. We're going to cram down everyone else's throat. Our philosophy of quote-unquote progressive socialism, otherwise known as communism, we're going to get vote runners. We have an open border. And you see, Biden really ran a perfect campaign. They didn't bring him out. They just left him down in the basement. And he is probably the most far-left, communist-oriented president in the history of this country.
There was another story that bubbled in there. I didn't get a chance to talk with you prior to it. But did you see that decision which came out the other day about, well, the headline in Politico was some January 6th sentences were improperly lengthened. This was an appeals court ruling. And did you catch that story by chance? You didn't hear much about it. There was so much else going on that I think it kind of, came up and then sank out of sight. But are you familiar with that? Did you see that?
I didn't come across that particular decision, but conceptually, Bill, to go ahead to say that the sentence was longer than was mandated because the judge was totally there in D.C.
It had to do with an interfering of the administration of justice. That was what was being, thrown at them. Let me just share a little bit from that story.
Sure. We can go there.
Yeah. The Federal Appeals Court, they ruled late Friday, so this is right heading into the weekend, that January 6th defendants who obstructed Congress's work, that's the deal that they're getting them on, had their sentences improperly lengthened by judges who determined that they had interfered with the administration of justice. That was the quote, that's what they had interfered in. So, Buffalo had boys inside there interfering with the administration of justice. I don't know how. But because they ended up losing this, the decision could be forcing district court judges in Washington, D.C. to recalculate and likely reduce the sentences of more than 100 January 6th defendants, convicted of felony obstruction for their roles in the attack on the Capitol. So there we go. I thought that was an interesting story, but you haven't heard much.
Yeah, It is an interesting story. But, Bill, what really hits me is they're not talking about the fact that this was a railroading of people who were caught up in the investigations done by the far-left Democrats. Was absolutely very disgusting because they edited out different videos that really showed that some of these people were really not involved as was thrown and shown.
And some of the people who were really involved, like Ray Epps, gosh, they sure gave an interesting pass to someone like him. A little slap on the wrist. And that kind of tells you, though, that this was dirty right from the start, and I had bad feelings about it. And, it's like I was trying to warn people that were talking about, I want to go to this thing January 6th. And, I know it's your right to do that, but, just reading the political tea leaves at that point, you could just smell the trap from 1,800 miles away, unfortunately. I don't like saying that. I didn't want to be right, but,
Well, that was really very sound advice, Bill, because part of the thing also is with this corrupted administration that's really being run by Soros, because Biden is just very happy to go ahead and to attack with this senile.
But you'd be the first to agree, though, that, it's like if you thought that the actual justice system was fair and doing what it's supposed to be, then you say, hey, go. Go ahead. But, unless you understand the risks you're taking, and a lot of people were taken down and lives destroyed, over this corruptness. That's all I'm getting at.
You're absolutely right. And that point is very well taken. But if we just take a look at simple Board of Education meetings.
Oh, yeah.
FBI went in and was shattering them.
Yeah, FBI going after those people. Sure. Same sort of corruptness.
Same thing in terms of, amazing. Right now, remember on the Alliance Defending Freedom, I have mentioned that this is the one that is the anecdote to the ACLU's atrocities. And it was just one sentence in the Courier where the Alliance Defending Freedom took up the appeal in 2021 of those two teachers who weren't going to go ahead and follow the line having to do with the far left mantra with going ahead with little kids and having them go ahead into sex changes things.
Yeah, that's the I will resolve or I resolve.
Resolve case. Yeah. And it is the Alliance Defending Freedom that picked up that case and is fighting it up to the Supreme Court.
God bless him.
Hearings on him.
God bless him. In fact,
Alliance Defending Freedom, ACLU, no.
I'm going to have to talk with him about that now that they've picked up that case because, yep, it's revived now. Hey, Doc, I appreciate you being here. Let me take a quick break. Let's talk a little bit of history, and then we'll maybe go back to did you read The Great Taking that I sent to you last week? Did you get a chance to read that?
Bill, I read it. I went into it. I went through it.
Well, I want to get your take on it, though, after we get done with history, too, okay?
Oh, yeah, but this is one that you and I need to reason together on because there's some very interesting points in it. I'm really happy you made me go ahead, or you sent it to me so I could go ahead and look into it.
Well, I was apologizing last week because it's like, well, I'm giving you homework and you're not exactly a paid employee here, but, you know. You know, like I say, all right, Doc, I want you to read this book and talk with me next week or else you're done.
It was totally interesting. And if it wasn't interesting, I would tell you in the air.
All right. We'll be back. Dr. Powers rejoins here in just a couple of minutes. This is the Bill Myers Show, KMED, KCMD.
Two Dogs Fabricating is a truck and trailer equipment company. Service bodies, flatbeds, dump trailers, racks, and more. They transform your truck and trailer into the ultimate work rig. Two Dogs Fabricating can custom design and build a bed and trailer that's specifically designed to carry your equipment. Plus, we have North Star flatbeds, Pacific Truck Service bodies, job box and buyer's toolboxes, lift gates, Delco dump trailers, everything you need to do the job better and easier. To get outfitted, go see Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road. Visit twodogsfab.com.
822, as the world experiences, economic fluctuations and uncertainty. I know. It's just a little bit spicy out there, getting more and more people looking for ways to safeguard their wealth. Physical gold and silver could be part of that. Talk to your financial advisor and then talk to Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers. Ashland at 1632 Ashland Street, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass, by appointment at 482-3715. And one of the greatest things about Jay Austin, not only do they know these markets and they're available, if you got scrap gold, scrap silver gold, and you're looking to sell and maybe free up some cash and get some value, or if you're looking to be on the buying side, these people are always having your back. And you can think back during COVID crazy time in which they were getting threats by even staying open. You know, just by putting your mask. No, Jay Austin never bent the knee. And they always have your back. And they're great people to get to know. And you can just go there, 1632 Ashland Street, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Call 482-3715. These are the people to do business with, all right? JAustinBrokers.com and also FortuneReserve.com. Jay Austin, the recognized experts.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. If you're wondering about the condition of your tires, stop in and we'll check your tread level and give you an honest assessment on wear and ability to navigate icy, slick roads. And if you need new tires, Phoenix Auto Center has a great selection of top brands like General, Hercules, Cooper, Falcon, Mastercraft, BF Goodrich, and more. For the best tire prices and service, see your local family-owned Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main in Phoenix.
Do you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford? Are your finances underwater? First Response Resolution in Eagle Point solves tax problems. Their CPA will represent you with the IRS and defend your rights as a taxpayer. Visit firstresponseirs.com to schedule your free consultation.
Do you have an electrical checklist at your house that needs to be completed? Call Completed Electric Plus. Need a dimmer switch installed? Completed. Fan installation? Completed. Breaker problems? Completed. New plug by your favorite chair? Completed. Electrical jobs around the house get completed quickly, expertly, and affordably with licensed techs from Completed Electric Plus, specializing in residential electrical jobs. Call Completed Electric Plus and check those jobs off your list. Visit them at CompletedElectricPlus.com.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Dr. Powers, where past meets present. This time a little bit of history. Kind of a palate cleanser, and then we'll get right back into the news and some other things here, Doc. And this time, this is the palate cleanser. Peter Britt. You know, I laugh when I'm looking at the title of this week's profile. It's Peter Britt, a legend by himself. I'm thinking to myself, I remember a legend in his own mind is what I'm thinking about. You know, people would say, oh, that guy thinks he's a legend. But actually, he truly is a legend just on his self, on his own, rather, so to speak. But break down the history, because with no Peter Britt, there'd be no Peter Britt Festival and all the rest. There's a lot going on with his history. What say you?
Yeah, and you know, this is, you know, really, you know, one of the top five people who really stand out in our region. And if we go back, Bill, actually, to the mid-1800s. You know, Peter Britt was born in Switzerland. The family was poor. He was trained as a portrait artist. But
he wasn't making big bucks as a portrait artist in the 1830s, right? His wasn't.
And he didn't even hear. But what was interesting is that he came to the United States in 1845. But what was important, though, was that in 1852, he heard of the gold discoveries in Jacksonville. So he arrives, and this is what really one of the things that stood out, with this two-wheeled cart, photography equipment, a yoke of oxen, one mule, and $5.
$5. That was it. That was his entire net worth, right?
Yeah, and so he at first tried gold mining and mule packing, and that's didn't work at all. But what actually is, he established himself as a skilled photographer, and that's where, you know, we really take a look and we see, you know, what it was like in those days. And these were very well done first photographs of Crater Lake. But he was not just a photographer. What happened, though, was that he established Oregon's first winery, Valley View Vineyard.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that was Peter Britt's winery at first. Okay.
Yeah, and what happened, though, was that this is the one that really started in the 60s or so, when it restarted up. But what it was is he was producing up to 3,000 U.S. gallons of wine, and he was filling orders as far as Wyoming. Well, that sounds pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. He also irrigated his property and used smudge fires to fight the frost. So he is known as the father of our fruit industry, Harry and David, all the other great businesses that start off here.
Now, I was not familiar with that part. I knew about the photography. And, you know, you think about photography back in those days in the 1850s, 1860s, expensive. And, boy, it was serious business, because it was so expensive, you know, to go out there and do that. What was it, like wet plate photography that they would do back
exactly
in those days?
Right. He actually, right now, the Southern Oregon Historical Society has, you know, it has 4,000 of these, and they just received a grant to where they're digitizing these glass plate Britt negatives.
Right, and so much of our history in Southern Oregon is based on Peter Britt's photos too. It's a wonderful, wonderful record.
Yeah, and you
record.
Know, Bill, the dimensions that came out is the reason why, you know, I just said I got to bring this to Bill's attention and the listeners, is that he also invested in land and held deeds over 2,000 acres, including what later became Eden Valley Winery, just off of Medford. He made secured and unsecured personal loans. He reported weather to the Signal Corps. His home was where the Britt Festival is, and the home burned down in 1960. But the sequoia redwood tree that he planted on the birth of one of his sons still dominates. It's that huge one that's there. But, you know, Bill, what really stood out to me, he did this about 100 years ago, and he was able to do all this, you know, and it just amazes me that there are people like this. And, of course, he wasn't one that came stealing across the southern border, you know, looking for handouts. He came across and contributed mightily to this region. And so that's why Peter Britt really stands out. And that's why he also I've seen his paintings, too. He was an incredible painter. His paintings are just marvelous.
A truly multifaceted individual, multi-talented.
And Bill's so talented in whatever he picked up, he applied. And the ability to be able to have deeds over 2,000 acres without having someone go ahead and take a hatchet to you in those days, really showed the ability that he had to work with people. Now, I kept thinking, I got to share this with you. I kept thinking, how did he go from $5 to that? And then it dawned on me that the reason for it was that as a photographer, he would be going ahead and being with those that could afford those negatives.
Because I was mentioning how expensive photography was, which was also why people looked so serious in those photos in those days, because you would have to hold your pose for quite some time. It wasn't like an instant exposure. You had to hold it for a few minutes sometimes.
Absolutely right. And some of those would be like C.C. Beekman, who had the bank in the Wells Fargo office there in Jacksonville.
In other words, he's working photography, and the movers and the shakers of the area that had capital, they were there. His customers.
And he has the business sense that if someone came to him and said, hey, gee, I can't pay you for this, but I can do that. And he would probably say to C.C. Beekman, hey, what do you think? Would this be a client of yours or a banker?
Uh-huh.
Beekman would say, no, I don't think I want to. And of course, he would then go ahead and say, hey, tell you what, lend me the money and I'll take it from there and I'll pay you back. I mean, these type of people stand out, and it's why Southern Oregon stands out as it does. And it's due to the people. It's due to what we do. It's due to the courage that we show.
Peter Britt, A Legend by Himself by Dennis Powers. And I'll put the whole post up there on my show blog today, Dennis. That's great.
Cool.
Hey, why don't you hang on, and let's go into The Great Taking. That review of that, if you don't mind, we'll do that after news, okay? All right. Right back with more with Dr. Powers, 8:32 at KMED KCMD. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did, or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford. No Wires Now. Now.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
Every year, over 3 million older adults are treated in emergency rooms for fall-related injuries. If you or a loved one are concerned about falling, Prestige Senior Living Arbor Place is hosting a free fall safety webinar on Friday, March 22nd at 10 a.m. The webinar will feature physical therapist Mike Studer and discuss the importance of balance and walking gait in preventing falls, along with the effects falling can have on mental health. Visit PrestigeCanHelp.com to sign up today. Again, that's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
Okay, that settles it. We're closing the store. I mean, Garrison's Warehouse Clearance Center is hard to find. Even GPS gives up sometimes. So we're calling it a day, closing up shop, and clearing out everything. While it lasts, get beautiful, brand new, big name furniture for up to 75% off. So if you can find us, you'll make out like a bandit. All sales are final at the store closing because nobody can find us sale through March 9th only at Garrison's Warehouse Clearance Center. Garrisons.com.
KMED, KCMD News, sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Cerno with your NBC5 Morning News Update. A bill that aims to end drug decriminalization passed the Senate Friday night after being approved in the Oregon House of Representatives by a strong majority. It is now on its way to Governor Tina Kotek's desk. House Bill 4002 will reintroduce legal consequences for some drug possession, but still aims to recognize the drug issue as a health issue. This means the implementation of a drug enforcement misdemeanor, which has a maximum of 18 months of probation. But the policy still encourages treatment, as anyone convicted can still receive care and potentially early release. The bill was approved with overwhelming bipartisan support and a 21-8 vote in the Senate. Ashland State Representative Pam Marsh says she's confident Governor Tina Kotek will likely support it. Criminal penalties for simple drug possession will return September 1st this year if House Bill 4002 is signed into law. And several schools in our area have delayed starts this morning. As of the time of this recording, Ashland Public Schools will have a two-hour delay this morning due to weather conditions. It says bus routes will pick up 2 hours later than the normal times. Also, Prospect Charter School is on a two-hour delayed start today, and Butte Falls Charter School will be on a two-hour delay this morning. Please follow our Facebook page for updates. That's a look at your morning headlines for NBC5 News. I'm Natalie Serna.
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millette Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation and a no-obligation estimate if your house needs work. The foundation is most important because all of the repairs and upgrades you're planning, from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof, can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millette Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
March is Maintenance Madness Month at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. We want to remind you to check your fluids at least once a month to help avoid costly repairs. When you come in for any service at Kelly's, we do a thorough inspection that includes pictures and videos of the good and not so good of your car that are texted and emailed directly to you. You then decide what to fix and how to plan for the future. Check us out at kellysautomotive.com. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
American Industrial Door invites you to see their Wayne Dalton wood grain finish collection. Transform your curb appeal with high-quality, non-repeating wood grain that looks like a real wood door. The innovative design blends the strength of steel with the timeless beauty of wood. Wayne Dalton offers a variety of simulated wood finishes and window configurations, too. Count on the quality of Wayne Dalton and the expert service and installation of American Industrial Door. Showrooms on Crater Lake Avenue north of Vilas and Union Avenue in Grants Pass.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
Last week on Where Past Meets Present, I talked with Dr. Powers about maybe doing a little bit of homework having to do with a book by David Webb. It is a free book, which is available on thegreattaking.com, thegreattaking.com. It's a PDF you can download. And you can also watch a documentary. That is also on this. And The Great Taking, I thought that with Dr. Powers, retired professor of business law acumen, maybe he could take a look at what was going on here. Doc, welcome back.
And, thank you.
And essentially, the synopsis of The Great Taking is, well, Nick Guillaume-Bruno had a great synopsis of it, really, about the taking of collateral, all of it, sort of the end game of the current globally synchronous debt accumulation supercycle. That's how he described it. And a scheme executed by long-planned intelligent design and the audacity and scope of which is difficult for many people to encompass. Included would be all financial assets and bank deposits, all stocks and bonds, and hence all underlying property of public corporations, inventories, plant and equipment, land, mineral deposits, inventions, and intellectual property, privately owned personal and real property financed with any amount of debt, could likewise be taken, as would be the assets of privately owned businesses, which have been financed with debt. So it has to do with the explosion, the popping of a super cycle of debt. And one could make an argument that we've been in the process of that for quite some time. Would you agree or disagree on that debt cycle?
It's a very interesting and complicated approach that he takes, but mm-hmm. It makes sense. I wouldn't go that far. Mm-hmm. As to the impact, but the bottom line is that he was brought up a very interesting point. He might have been caught in the Lehman Brothers problem. I mean, the disillusionment of where the Lehman Brothers was caught in that 2007 great financial recession.
And by the way, just to make sure people understand, if you have not read the book yet, David Webb is a former hedge fund manager guy. So, you know, he's played with the big boys, I guess, in other words, right? We want to make sure folks know that.
Yeah, he did, and he was playing with George Soros. He was playing with Ivan Boesky, Ivan the Terrible,
yep.
and these folks. And I have a feeling that he probably got caught in this same thing, which is these credit default swaps that precipitated the 2007 great financial recession. Bottom line is that it's about the severing property rights from stocks and assets that you own. And he comes through, and there's three central points. One is the fact that it's the velocity of money. And what that means is that as the velocity of money goes down, and the gross DP and the national product goes down and money supply goes up, that causes problems. So, but the bottom line is that if you have debt like we have now and you have a slowing down, that that can cause some real problems down the road. And the specifics of it is that if you have stocks that are in a brokerage house, and this is his argument, and that you have these credit default swaps, which has been, you know, they're still doing them, where the one that buys them, and there's a default by those that went ahead and lent them, that you become what you think you own outright. You become an unsecured creditor with the hedge fund or with the lender that has quote unquote possession. It gets a little detailed, but it's
like the people that are holding your property end up having more rights than you, being supposedly the owner of the property.
Right.
Right.
And Bill, that branches in two ways. One is that you become an unsecured lender. And they are an unsecured lender, depending on, and it's got to be in bankruptcy. That's the key mm-hmm. thing. This has got to be a bankruptcy. If it's not a bankruptcy, none of this applies. And so if you have that, plus what happens is that you have this default, it's possible for that lender, if they have quote-unquote possession, to be secured over you, so that there you have these complications. But here's the thing: I think we really would have a good discussion over, and I'd love to see what you think as well. Of course, it's the fact that first of all, you have these various national banks. You have this situation of defaults. You have a bankruptcy. He goes through central clearing parties and things like this. But the key thing is you have to have the great deflation. So without the great deflation that is in this, then his conclusions don't follow. So
it would require, but if you had a deflationary depression, which one would say the Great Depression was, right? That was a deflationary depression.
Yeah, that's true. And you see, what's interesting then is then you got to go into how long does it last.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my question for you on the Great Deflation. Is that here we're concerned about inflation. And you take about, for example, Germany, pre-Nazi Germany, great inflation, hyperinflation. England, you go into some of the history. And he comes through with deflation. And so then I was thinking, how does that happen? Well, I didn't know this, but with Nazi Germany and Biden's administration, the hyperinflation turned into the Great Deflation because people couldn't afford bread, so they wouldn't buy it. And then the economy collapsed.
That's so interesting. So the inflation could lead to the deflation is what happens.
Exactly.
Okay, really interesting. What I seem to recall, and I'm going to have to reread the book. It's only like 64, 65 pages. But, I don't have the acumen, your financial acumen. That's why.
Bill, I found it so interesting. I really did. And I had to keep rereading certain points to see how A led to D.
Yeah, and I need to reread it also. And I would highly recommend people get a copy of it. And some of it might be off in the weeds. But to me, the takeaway was that so much of what we think we own ends up being pledged as collateral on someone else's obligation. That's our bottom line here. It's the interlocking agreements in the financialized economy of the United States. Is that a fair way of characterizing this this conversation?
Very fair, because you see, the key thing is that we can feel complacent. $36 trillion of debt. We can look and hear all this, the way that underneath Biden and Obama, it has exploded as they try to make sure that they keep their political standing. And we can start feeling complacent. But then I started thinking, no, wait a minute. The question is when is the rooster going to start crowing? So the question is then how old will we have to be from where we are now before we have the great Biden-Obama-saurus miseconomics hitting us?
Yeah.
Well, part of the conclusion that came in from, and he's very bright, I love to listen to one of his lectures, is that when we're going into this, he really buried in there that owning land without having any debt, in other words, you got to be totally debt-free, gold and silver, debt-free. But
he was talking about the having the physical, and because one of the issues, I guess, is that he was saying that our control and ownership that we have in stocks and bonds and other investments have been, he called it, what is it, the term, rehypothecated, in which, it's like we'll have our stocks or our deposits, et cetera, where financial institutions essentially are allowed to reuse our assets, creating multiple claims on the same financial asset. And that's where things go wrong, right? It's like having, you got to share a stock, but because of the rehypothecation that he talks about in the great taking, multiple people have a claim on the same asset, which you would think would be illegal, but that's not really the case these days, right? The rules have been changed that kind of permit this.
The rules haven't been greatly changed. Because, even bankruptcy, when I was studying for the bar here in Oregon, 25 years ago, whatever mm-hmm. it is, where basically you have this conflict between secured creditors and unsecured creditors and the rightful owner of the collateral. But the key thing, as you're pointing out so well, is that because of the credit default swaps and because of certain other things, like Sweden, where he headed off to, because he felt they didn't have this problem, as the U.S. did at the time. Sweden actually went the same way because of the power of these large lenders to say, for us to continue this game, we have to have an ability of having some type of security because we're reselling it. See, they may go ahead, that lender, and resell it to someone else.
And we talk about the people that are doing this are the largest, most powerful financial institutions other than the central banks, BlackRock, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, that sort of thing, right? These are the kind of actors that we're talking about.
And, Bill, as we're just sharing information here, which is what I was looking forward to as well, is that even as, these problems had in, we saw this back in the great financial recession of it comes on so fast with these defaults with large entities that you only have the administration.
And it's like the domino. Well, the dominoes are falling, right? It's just like just spreading out within the system. All the dominoes fall as one person defaults and then goes to the next person that owes something and then that defaults. And it's that domino situation. But still, the major financial institutions are considered the senior holders, though, in this kind of world, right?
Yeah, they only can be the senior holders if you have the other necessary ingredients, which is the bankruptcy.
And deflation.
And deflation mm-hmm. and these things. But what happens, though, and when we go back and read the books about what happened, my friend, in 2007, which I remember you're also going into when we were talking about it at that time, is that you have this only five or six or eight people in a room making a decision as to how to stop a domino and who should buy it. In Lehman Brothers' case, they couldn't find someone to buy it, but J.P. Morgan came in for Chase. You had these other ones that came in, my friend, and were able to save the day. So what for us who are here reading this and listening to this, what do we do? Well, first of all, they're going to kick the can on the $36 trillion down the road.
Oh, yeah, they're going to keep doing it. And by the way, we just want to make clear that we're not giving any advice or anything like that. And the one thing that you don't do is just go out and try to liquidate everything right now. You know, it's, there's all sorts of problems with this.
Exactly. And you see, the other thing, too, that does make sense is to be sure you have a water purifier. You know, have that 10, you know, it's only like $110. Get that 10 years worth of food, as Judy and I have done.
But what you're kind of suggesting, though, that as part of just financial preparation, there are certain things that are probably way above our pay grade that we're not going to have a whole lot of influence on. You know, like if things were to get to a situation where a great taking could be in the offing. But what they recommend, the recommendations that I see are that with all of these things that we have, stocks, bonds, investments and things like that, that are held in third parties on our behalf. No one's sitting around with bond certificates at home anymore like we did 100 years ago, right? Nobody does that. That doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, that's right. One of the, some of the things you can do, though, is, and this would be any financial planner should recommend this, is you'd be diversifying. You'd want to go ahead and have some money, and unfortunately CDs and banks are not going ahead and really paying that much, but you'd want to have some treasury bills. You'd want to go ahead and do these things.
And you might want to have aspects of financial security that are outside of the banking system too, whether it be land or physical gold and silver, things that are not encumbered by a debt attached to it is what.
Yeah, and you see, on a bottom line, as we're just sharing ideas, because I'm really listening to you know where we both are going on this, is that even these large individuals are going to be worrying about their own individual wallets and losing billions. And so there is this approach to where there will be a way of trying to go ahead and continue the system. I'm trying to remember who it was, but back in the 20s, we had this type of a financial crisis before we had the raging 20s. And in there, I think it was J.P. Morgan. He actually was the one that got into his pockets and put the $1 million in that kept the banking industry in this country afloat.
But, of course, also the ones that were behind the developing of the Federal Reserve banking system, too, and the income tax and various other things. We could talk about for hours on this kind of stuff, really.
Yeah, you're right, and I certainly am there with you in terms of how much more control do they need to take away from us, and I understand that philosophy and philosophically.
All right.
And excellent point.
Well, the other thing is that when you even think about when you deposit money in a bank, although, yes, we have the FDIC bank, you're guaranteed by the Fed for, $200,000 per account, I guess, you know, that kind of thing, in the financial institution. But when you deposit in a bank, we were already starting to see some talk about this in which you are actually kind of an investor in the bank and or the credit union, right? And so you are a creditor. You're a liability of the financial institution. They have your deposit, right? They have your deposit. We think about it as I could just get it on demand. But in essence, it's their money, and then they would owe it to us. That kind of thing, right? We don't we don't have savings banks like there that used to be when you would pay them to save your bank and just keep it for you.
And you know, my friend, following that along, I have a relative who back in that financial recession had a money market frozen because they couldn't go ahead and liquidate it. And so the recommendation made was where banks and even money market funds where you have it holding CDs and holding these different things, if you go for treasury bills, at least you know that the treasury bill is going to be one step removed from the problems that could happen in a bank. And also, they're not paying anything right now anyway. So treasury bills is a place, and you can buy them direct, and you have a financial planner that can talk to you about all the ins and outs of it.
Yeah, that was one of the suggestions I was reading about people that were looking for other ways and to maybe protect yourself. They're all, but talk to your financial advisor about that. But it was it's an interesting book, interesting documentary. I highly recommend it. I'm glad you took a look at it. I'm just out of time now.
Oh, very much so, Bill. All right. I'm glad I did too.
All right. And I think we'll talk about this off and on over time if there's more thoughts coming to your into your head about it. But thanks for taking a look. All right.
Vice versa.
All right. Thanks a bunch there, Dr. Power. All right.
Take care.
See you next Monday. This is the Bill Myers Show. It is 8:55.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Is the IRS writing letters to you, and do you not want to talk with them? Well, then have Pat Hurley represent you. He knows the tax laws, and as a former Internal Revenue agent, he can help you. His phone number is easy, 774-1040.
The purchase of another gutter manufacturing machine has spurred speculation at the offices of Fontana Roofing.
Yes, we'll custom fabricate them on site in your choice of 30 colors and includes heavy duty hangers, zinc plated screws, and complete downspouts. Great. Talk to you soon.
Another quote?
Yep. They're deciding between copper, steel, or aluminum. All will last decades. Even when they're occasionally plugged, they can handle the weight of water and leaves.
And space dust. Researchers have calculated about 5,200 metric tons of micrometeorites fall to Earth every year.
Huh. Ooh, what about bird poo? I'm guessing that's got to be in the millions of tons dropping from the sky every day into the gutters.
Fontana Roofing manufactures sturdy, custom gutter systems to withstand just about whatever lands on your roof. Call Fontana Roofing for your next set of gutters. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
Probably not going to have any time for any more calls this morning. We will just hold your calls, and we'll think about that on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday tomorrow. I'll make sure and keep it as open as possible so we can do that. Sorry about that, but some days the day just kind of runs away from me, and this is one of them, okay? Let me get a quick email of the day in, and that's sponsored by Central Point Family Dentistry. Dr. Steve Nelson, next to the new Mazatlan Mexican restaurant in Central Point, they take pride in their same-day crowns made in office or crafted at their local lab, known for the highest quality. For how expensive crowns are today, you want to be sure you get what you pay for, and they make them in-house. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Richard Corbin, engineer, writes me about tree growth. Bill, found a notice on our front door from Growth Solutions for Trees. This is some sort of a chemical company working with or for Pacific Power. They're planning on injecting a chemical, paclobutrazole, into the ground around the trees on our property that are near power lines. This stuff is claimed to be perfectly safe, no worries, and if you can't trust Pacific Power and Growth Solutions, who can you trust? Now, the chemical slows the growth of trees and most other plants, which means Pacific Power won't have to trim trees as often. But paclobutrazole will migrate out in the soil to slow or kill growth of pasture grass in our pastures. How far will it spread? How much damage will it do and for how long? The half-life of this chemical is over a year. How long before it migrates into the drinking water? Haven't we heard this before? Can you say hexavalent chromium? It wouldn't spread far and wouldn't hurt anyone until it did. If one carefully reads the flyer hung on our door, you'll find that supposedly you can opt out by allowing them to poison your property. But how many folks will read the entire document and find that little blurb about opting out? If a person lives near or by the electric power lines, Growth Solutions and Pac Power might be coming for you. Perhaps if Pacific Power would find a tree service that didn't spend a full day trimming five small maple trees on our property using a bucket truck with a three-man crew and a pickup with two people who spent the day drinking coffee and reading magazines, maybe it wouldn't cost as much to trim trees. Ouch! Richard, interesting take, thought-provoking. I'll have to think about that and maybe look into this chemical, and maybe we can talk about that more. Email Bill at BillMyersShow.com. See you tomorrow.
Okay, that settles it. We're closing the store. I mean, Garrison's Warehouse Clearance Center is hard to find. Even